Well, at the top of the broadcast, we brought you news of a third day of the massive military drills being carried out in Iran's south. To tell us more about the maneuvers, we're now joined by Iran Air Force spokesman Brigadier General Amir Hossein Chitfush, joining us on the line from Jost in southern Iran. General, it's great to have you with us. Please tell us about the drills that are being carried out today.
Lutfan, please tell us about this maneuver.
I'm Brigadier General Hossein Chitfurush, the spokesman for the Iranian Air Force. Over the past few days, what have we done? What has been the role of the Air Force? Let me tell you about the past few days, what we have done. The Muhammad Rasulullah drills stretches a wide span of land. It covers more than 2.2 million square kilometers of area, or 850,000 square miles. These maneuvers are being held jointly between different units of the army, and including the Air Force, naval forces, and ground forces. Given the experience that Iran has gained over the 8 years during the Iraq imposed war, and also the operations conducted by the Air Force, plus other experiences during the war, and also given the experience that we have gained from the wars which have been conducted around our country, these maneuvers have been planned based on those experiences. Different units have been tasked with different responsibilities, and the units have been coordinated and organized, because during the eight-year Iraq imposed war, we learned that any operation which is held through the unity of the different units of the armed forces, that operation was most successful. And so, based on that, we are carrying out these drills. Therefore, part of these drills, which was conducted by the Air Force, included aerial reconnaissance over the waters, being carried out by our planes at different altitudes. Airplane P-3F took part in this drill. It covers the area from the Strait of Hormuz up to the Sea of Oman. That's why this area, our vessels and also submarines, actually whatever was there was being detected and intercepted in that area, and the data was sent back to mobile information centers. So part of the drills includes the operations by the Air Force, and which includes aerial reconnaissance over the sea. As for it covers part of our experience, and they can hone their skills, and everything is warlike in the during the drills and the operations. It is called tactical airlift method. The tactical airlift method is also being practiced in the minimum possible time. So it is actually in a very short time the troops were deployed in the area. So the Air Force of the Iranian Air Force, through the tactical airlift method, took part in the drills. However, Pyotr Air Defense, that is air defense, another technique, was also practiced by different aircraft, including F-14. The aircraft covered a wide aerial cover for the naval forces, and it another part of the maneuvers involves Air Force, and the Air Force part of the Air Force must play the role of the mock enemy in these maneuvers. So a number of tactical aircraft should play the role of the enemy aircraft, mock enemy, and they should be able to use the principle of surprise and enter the war. On the other hand, a number of other aircraft of the Air Force, they must confront these mock aircraft through air defense, first reconnoiter the area and detect them. And friendly aircraft are supposed to confront mock enemy aircraft to repel the threats posed by them, and then we will be witnessing an air combat in the area, and that is another part of the war games. Friend and foe will be witnessed in this drill. Another part of the drill, another part of the operations to be conducted by Air Force is the close air support tactic. The Air Force personnel need to always be there present over the other combat troops so that they can cover air defense for them. They can cover other units operating, and they should be able to bombard predetermined targets. And these bombardments should be very precise and on time, and they should be able to hit the targets on time. So the Air Force plays a number of roles. This air cover, which has been provided for the troops involved in the war games, and they are being conducted actually. However, the data and the information are analyzed every day in order to use them for later and for next stages of the maneuvers. The establishment of mobile tactical stations on land, in the sea, in a special position. This is another part of the drills, and our troops, our active troops, will take part in that to practice. Should our troops come under attack by the enemy, then the backup systems will be there to. And also our tactical mobile stations will go into action to confront the enemy threat so that we will be able to maintain our preparedness to offer close air defense for our troops. And aerial images will be taken of the area so that we will reconnoiter the area and keep a close watch on the movements to cover defense for surface and subsurface troops. A number of missiles and bombs and also aircraft will also be tested. Some systems which have been domestically renovated and developed and have been installed on missiles. Some missiles have been renovated and over the past year, and they will be tested during these drills to see what the outcome has been, so that we can use the experience to be used in forthcoming maneuvers as well. Whatever we have at hand, whatever potential we have, including different types of planes, and also using new techniques and domestically developed tactics, we are using them. Maybe in terms of figures and numbers, there are not so many. But when it comes to actually, what is important is that we should be able to make the most of whatever we have and make the most of everything in the battlefield and make the most of it. The purpose of the maneuvers is to actually to make the most of whatever we have available to us, actually the systems and parts which have been built by our experts and all that. They have been improved, some systems which have been improved and all that. They are being used. Another objective is that, well, most of the things, most of the management work and the commanding work, they have been done by the third generation of the revolution, actually by young people, by young troops, especially those in the Air Force. Our pilots are of the newest generation, they are young ones, and so that we will be able to transfer our experience to the younger generation, the experience that we have gained so far. We will be able to transfer that experience to the younger generation in the best way possible. And maybe a question is raised, and the question would be, why does this drill cover such a vast expanse of area? We pose no threat whatsoever to any Muslim or regional country, to any country. We are a country which was under attack for 8 years. So we reserve the right to always be prepared and to use domestically developed equipment to be prepared to serve the nation so that we will be able to, if need be, we will be able to use them. So if we feel, maybe there's a question that has Iran felt that it has come under a threat or not? No, never. We are the safest and most secure country in the world. We are the most peaceful country in the world. We have not felt any threat whatsoever. The only reason for holding these drills is that we just want to maintain our preparedness and be able to use whatever we have available to us if need be. And Iran is the most stable country around the world. And we just want to make the most of whatever we have, and we want to hone our skills and train our younger generation so that they will be able to defend the system and the revolution. If there is any more question, I will be here to answer.
Thank you very much. That was Iran Air Force spokesman Brigadier General Amir Hossein Chitfurush. Sir, thank you for your time.